Oh man, we are good. Can we drop a bomb at this stage just to really set the tone? Set the tone. Okay.
Yo, wait. That was Hiroshima. That was a. I went to Vietnam. Drop bombs in Vietnam. Yeah.
Hell
that's
yeah.
What I'm talking about.
This is what we're dealing now.
Yo, wait. Before you start.
Sorry.
Can we blast off a minute?
Oh yeah, we are blasting off right now.
Just jump. She's
ready, dead, baby.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Blasting off right now.
You see how excited he get when that happened?
Damn, Tim just wet his pants.
Oh, what a happy ending early. Now, first things first, congratulations on the artist of the decade. Pow! Can we get a bomb for that? Hell yeah!
Scud missile, son!
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Nah, it's crazy. Thank you, man.
Crazy.
Thank you.
And do you know what is interesting? Is that you sold at the beginning of the decade, and you sold at the end of the decade. And
but nowhere in the middle, and that's the part that sucks about it.
Exactly. It was a donut for you.
Right.
It was a straight donut.
Right.
I mean, if you'd sold in the middle, what would that have meant?
Nothing.
Exactly. So congratulations on the artist of the decade.
Congratulations on your donut.
Your donut was a smash. And 11 Grammys deep. Let's throw that in for, 2000 to 2010. New album, baby.
Yes, indeed.
Crazy out there?
Is it crazy out there?
This is a question.
I don't know. Is it real in the field? Is it real in the field?
Is it real?
Oh, my God, it's real.
That is real. That is real beyond real.
Yo, it is
so real, man.
Too real. It's surreal.
It's super real.
Yes.
In the field, obviously.
In the field.
Yeah, it's real in the field. On the real
It's only real in the field.
Yes, if you take it out of the field, you're in problems.
It's going on the Liz Royce.
Right. Now, new producers. New producers. DJ Khalil, a new producer who's been around under Dre for a minute.
Yeah, he's been around. Dre hit me to him a while ago.
Yes.
And has been wanting me and him to connect, and finally we got a chance to on this record.
Okay.
So Khalil's got four joints on there.
Okay.
But I work.
It's crazy out here.
Huh?
Crazy. They're crazy.
I guess you gotta hear them.
Crazy! Thank you.
Crazy real. It's crazy real right now, son.
Yeah. Big up Paul for the co-sign.
God.
Hell yes. And Just Blaze, you're going in deep with Blaze.
Ha!
Hell yes. Co-sign that. He is so late with his bombs. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. Yo. Scud missile.
Scud it.
See how he did it and walked away? That was swag right there. Swag.
Now, what made you, choose those new producers?
Well, I think that for this record, I want to step outside the box a minute from what I normally do and just work, do something new, do something different this time. So, I worked with a whole slew of different producers on this record that I've never worked with before. So, Just Blaze... DJ Khalil.
Boy Wonder. Exactly.
Mr. Porter.
Oh, I heard Mr. Porter is ringing off.
Yeah.
On that joint.
Wow. Scud missile.
Mr. Porter.
Oh, my God. Can we get a Paul Rosenberg cosign?
Hell yeah.
Hell yes. Oh, my God. Why are you guys so late with the bombs and the cosigns?
Jim Johnson, Alex the Kid.
You're going in with the producers.
Dre.
Oh, Dre did something.
Havoc. Dre's got a track on there. Havoc did a track with Havoc. A lot of different producers, man. Emil. Yeah. It's hard for me to rattle them off because there's so many different producers on this record.
Now, you're going to have the fun joints as well as the serious joints?
Yeah, there's definitely. There's a little bit of everything.
Exactly. So you got. My name is, Will Shinsley. You got similar joints, the fun joints, the party joints, as well as, going in.
Yeah, definitely. I felt like there was a lot of playing around on the last record, so I felt like this time I wanted to, all jokes aside, and get a little more serious on this record.
Yes.
But I don't feel like it's too serious of a record that
feels good out there. Now, a lot of exciting things happening. Crazy big weekend about to happen for you in July. Running around the whole of the UK, big concerts, big festivals.
Big testicles.
Exactly.
Yo, we're having a testicle festival, son.
Co-sign that.
Oh, my
Rosenberg, co-sign that.
No!
Yes! Oh, my.
No!
Oh,
Holy moly, donuts.
What'd you say, Paul?
Yes.
I'm at your father.
Oh, that was a straight donut. Now, so you've got that, and obviously, you know, the big stadium shows, Detroit, New York, bringing it home. You know, exciting times.
Yes, indeed. Now, I'm glad to be back out here, man.
Yeah, man.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, man. Now, a couple of, like, really serious questions I have to ask you. And, you know, I'd like to take the tone down on this one. The first serious question is,
drop
like,
the tone.
Drop the tone, please.
Just slightly. Lower it slightly.
I need to know, who stole your Mercury tracer?
Yo.
How did that get out there?
Nobody stole my Mercury tracer.
They did.
No, nobody stole it. But Denon, Mr. Porter here, wrecked
it.
What,
who?
He wrecked it.
Wrecked your Mercury Tracer?
I had a 1991 Mercury
Classic.
Tracer.
Classic.
Oh, my God. Classic.
Hold on. How did you do
Wait
that?
A minute. How long is this interview? How long do we got?
No.
Hours, days, weeks.
Okay.
It's an ongoing investigation.
We need to get to the bottom of this situation.
It's an ongoing investigation. Move on. Let's move on.
Okay, we're moving on. You sure?
We're moving on.
Okay, well, I'm now going to take it up a level of seriousness. So we
did not wreck my Mercury Tracer.
It's a lie.
Exactly.
We're gonna about 15 years ago.
It's lies.
Okay, and he still won't admit it. But
right, we need to drop the tone again.
Who would continue to lie?
We used to be roommates, and he borrowed my car, and he took it somewhere and he came back and the next day it was wrecked and he says that he didn't do it, but he parked it on the street, which it used to be parked normally every other time you park in the driveway, but for some reason it was parked on the street and the side it was facing out was smashed.
He played you.
Thanks, Tim.
Unbelievable.
Drop a bomb.
Scud missile
that Mercury Tracer. That. Joint, you go relapse, and then you go. Have I done that right? Did that? Is that what you go on the? Not afraid. Relapse. Was it more? Was it more?
It was cool, but
cool, but
it was cool. It means it was cool, but I'm on this now.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. This
that
is the pace
the building block to get to where we are
it
now.
It definitely was the building block.
Yes.
It was steps that I had to take to get to this place.
Yes. And we're good place. Oh, you met Sacha Baron Cohen. Bruno, what was that like?
He put his foot in my face. It was very disrespectful.
Are you too close now? Do you still see him?
Yeah, it's a strange relationship now. It's like now, exactly. Where do we go from here?
What is the next step in the relationship?
Now, it's one of them things, man, where you know he has to do it, and I was like, "Yeah, bro,
I'll have some ass crack."
Right? Oh, why would I not? Why would I not let you put your ass in my face, bro?
From a great height. From a great height. Is there no better way?
Exactly. Nah, it's one of them things, man.
They came at 60 miles an hour. They could have killed you.
Exactly.
What the hell was security doing?
Exactly. Nah, it's one of them things, man, where, you know, he wanted to do the prank, and we were kind of playing off the thing that happened with Triumph, the puppet dog, a few years back. And I think there was, you know, a lot of talk of how some people felt like I took myself too seriously. You know what I mean? So it was kind of one of them things. It was like, I think this would be a funny-ass moment.
Yes, exactly.
I don't care.
And then after I watched it, I realized you took yourself very seriously.
What, after it happened?
Yeah. I mean, snap.
I think it was a very good prank. I think it was pulled off very well.
It was the funniest. Now, the album is about to drop. You got the video coming out tomorrow. You know, the talk is amazing. The Rihanna joint already. The Pink joint's been linked on This Is 50. Ringing off. I mean, you know, it is incredible, man.
Yo, ring it off. Ring it off. Ring it off.
Thank you. So, I mean, M fans, this is going to be a new era of greatness.
Are you asking me, is it, or are you just saying it's going to be?
I'm looking for a question. I'm struggling. Can someone help me out?
The album could be completely garbage, so let's not jump the gun.
Okay, so we're just going to keep cool out there.
Let's just say, you know, we're going to put it out, and we'll see if people like
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And a message to all the fans who've been riding with you and all the new fans you're about to snatch up.
Oh, well, man, first of all, definitely I got to thank the fans for, you know, sticking by me when, I guess, times got tough. I feel like I gave them some a lot of subpar records when I was going through my, you know, addiction phase or whatever. When I was going through my thing, it was there was some subpar records that I felt like I gave people. It was a lot of little bit of too much playing around, if that makes any sense.
Well, I'm looking forward to new greatness. And congratulations on signing Slaughterhouse. Joe Budden's a tremendous love. And Joe, you know, Joe L.L.T.'s and Royce, you know, Crooked Eye, all that. It's going to be an amazing era right now.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. I'm excited about that project. We haven't officially signed yet. There's still some paperwork issues that we're working out, but definitely, it's going to be crazy.
And the new D12 is going to be amazing as well.
Yes, indeed.
So, it's Westwood. You know, we need to go in with the legendary freestyle.
Hot potato?
The legendary.
Hot potato?
Sorry, leave it hanging. We ready to do this? Alchemist on the set. We got a beat. Cameras are rolling. Gotta do what we do best.
I got a beat.
Oh, we're going to have a little...
That's actually what I do best.
Okay.
That and then it's rap.
Okay. So do we need to go wee-wee before we go in?
Anybody else got a wee-wee?
I went before this.